Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes with you from Oklahoma Farm Report. Join us today for some market analysis for our agricultural futures, Justin Lewis. We're back with Justin as he talks first of all about the livestock trade of the day in just a moment.
Checking in on the Beef Checkoff. Joining us today, Heather Buckmaster with the Oklahoma Beef Council. Heather, you've come up with something called the coffee shop test. Tell me about that.
Well, we feel like we're always managing a certain amount of misinformation regarding the Beef Checkoff. So we have come up with the coffee shop test. When you hear something about the Beef Checkoff on social media, ask yourself, do you believe a group of ranchers drinking coffee around a table would ever support such an effort, program, event, or in any other area in which the Beef Checkoff program funds? So why this test? The fact remains that whether it's on a state level with a state Beef Council board of directors or on a national level with the Beef Promotion Operating Committee, beef farmers and ranchers are sitting around a table and making the funding decisions for the Beef Checkoff. So ask yourself, is it reasonable? Because at the end of the day, it is independent beef farmers and ranchers just like you who are volunteering their time to make the best checkoff funding decisions they can to drive and protect beef demand on their behalf and yours.
Good afternoon. Today's futures market was lower on the feeder cattle. We were down 50 to 90 cents, with January down 90 at 135.70. March is down 85 at 136.55. The April is down 75 at 138.65. So quite a bit of disappointing trade there for the feeder cattle futures. Live cattle futures were actually higher. The February were the only one down 5 at 115.07, but April's were up 17 at 119.20. Today's trading range was an inside day compared to yesterday. On the March feeder cattle, yesterday's low was down at 134.85, where today's low was 135.70. So we didn't make new lows today. The inside day, you know, a lot of people view that as kind of the calm before the storm, and now to look to break out in whatever direction it breaks out compared to yesterday's range will be the new short-term trend. But we did have an inside day and relatively quiet. The hogs were lower here, anywhere from 50 to $1.15 lower, which put February at $69.90. Midday today, the box beef market was disappointing at $205.28, down 62 for choice. Select up 13 cents at $196.62. And today's slaughter was 117,000, right in line with where we have been.
Still to come, grain analysis. It's coming up in just a moment.
In conjunction with Cattlemen's Congress, the 2021 Bell Ringer Sale of Superior Livestock happening in Oklahoma City January 13th and 14th. It'll be held at the Embassy Suites on South Meridian, Oklahoma City. If you want details, go to superiorlivestock.com or call for more information. It's 800-422-2117. Superior Livestock's Bell Ringer Sale 2021 happening January 13th and 14th this year in Oklahoma City.
Today's grain futures markets kind of continue the same trends, with wheat and corn being strong, beans and corn being strong and wheat being weak. The bean market was the leader here today, with January up 15 and a quarter at 13.68. March is up 14 and one half cent at 13.64. Corn was 3 to 4 cents higher here, with March of 3 and a quarter, 4.95 and 3 quarters. Chicago wheat and Kansas City wheat were both lower here, with most of the weakness coming in the March and May's, down about 5 to 6 cents. In July, Kansas City down 4.5 at 6.11. July Chicago down 1 at 6.39.5. So that July Chicago Kansas City wheat spread is widening back out to about 30 cents. Today's cotton market ended up down 30 cents here, with March at 80.06. And of course, the big news going around the world is in Washington, D.C., they're having their electoral vote. And the stock market currently is up about 450 in the Dow. The S&P is up 34 cents. So the stock market is up really good. The bonds are down over 2 points here. Notice interest rates over the last couple of weeks have really gone up. They've gone up about a point or a percentage point, both in 10-year, around in the 10-year interest rates. So that's interesting to note, and what that'll do to the stock market long-term as interest rates go up.
Thank you, Justin. How do folks get in touch with you?
And Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805. Futures and options trading involves substantial risk of loss and may not be suitable for all investors. Carefully consider whether future trading is suitable for you in light of your financial condition.
That's a look at our market analysis. Have a great day, everybody. Ron Hayes on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network at OklahomaFarmReport.com.